There is therefore now. Okay, many times when you see the word now in the New Testament, it's not really quote now, it's de, and it's a mild adversative thing there on the one hand, on the other hand, moreover. Okay, that's not this. This is nun. It means now. It's a time frame. Now. Say now.
Now.
Now. And you can wait till tomorrow and say now and it'll still be now. Okay? Because that's how that word works. There is therefore now no condemnation. Kata krima. This is the noun. Kata, down from, krima, judgment. The sentence has been passed down. There is no judgment being passed down to those who are contained in Christ Jesus. Say, there is now.
There is now,
there is now
no
condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. You know? That's just powerful. That's just powerful, especially with where we're going. And many translations will have, who walk not down from the flesh, but down from the spirit. In a number of the Greek text, in fact, of the nine that I look at, five of them don't have that in there. Now, it doesn't matter, because it's going to be addressed again in a few sentences down. So, your focus right now, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Yes, amen. And if your heart does condemn you, John went on to say, God is greater than your heart. You can trust him, like where we were in the 7th verse, I think, of the 17th chapter of Jeremiah a minute ago. You trust in God. Okay? So, for the law of the Spirit of life contained in Christ Jesus makes you free, free, liberated, exempt. And again, that's something we need to think about, you know, from the law of sin and death. The law of sin and death is out there. The law of sin and death is alive and well in the earth. The law of sin and death is alive and affecting the lives of probably billions of people around the planet. Nobody's arguing that. But dadgummit, if you're exempt from it, quit playing with it. You've been liberated from it. Don't act like it has dominion over you. What is that? Romans 6:17. Sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. Hallelujah. Ephesians 2:1. Everybody knows that, right? For by grace are you saved, delivered, rescued through faith. For by grace are you saved through faith. And, you know, we've talked about this a lot before, right? And we'll take a time out, okay? In that area, I've meditated over that for years. And most of the time, in the way that I usually heard it, for by faith are you saved through grace, and that not of yourself. And most people thought it was that was talking about the faith. Some people actually thought it was the grace. You're going, well, grace is already that, not of yourself. Well, the faith wasn't of yourself, or the grace wasn't of yourself. Well, obviously that's true. And it's the salvation is what I always said. It's the salvation is what's not of yourself. Every man is given the measure of faith, right? And grace is already that gift, right? So the thing that's of you is the salvation, the saved part. A while back, and I haven't shared this with you, as I was looking in the text, the Greek there, I realized that that word where it says, and that, not of yourself, it sounds like it's talking about like one thing, like that, right? And as I was looking at that word in the text, I realized that, we'll just say to me, okay, from what I know about the language, that word shouldn't be that. It should be this, because that's really what it is. And when you say it like that, you get a whole other picture. And I mean, I had a shouting time for a few minutes. I'm going, you know, I've looked at this for years and years and years. First I thought one, then I thought another, and I still didn't feel like it. Wow, look at this. It says, by grace are you saved through faith, and this. Well, now what are you talking about? This. You're talking about the whole thing. The whole idea of being saved by grace, and this was not of yourself. It wasn't your idea. God came up with this idea and said, here, for by grace are you saved through faith, and this, being saved by grace through faith, wasn't from you. God did it. Hallelujah. Now we're all the way back to the first verse. It's actually, we made it to the second, didn't we? For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Okay. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you exempt. Literally that word, free, yes, liberated, yes. You're completely exempt. It's still out there, but it has nothing to do with you. Okay? Say, it's still out there. But it has nothing to do with me. Look in the mirror and tell yourself. In fact, when the enemy comes to try to set that trap through the thoughts in your head, just go, no, 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 no. I'm exempt. Just move on down to somebody you got something to do with, because the one begotten of God keeps me and the evil one touches me not. Thank you. Hallelujah. So, here's the tough part. Most of the times that I've ever heard someone teach or preach in this passage, the context gets lost. And usually, what did I say?
Usually,
okay? Occasionally you can have some standalone stuff, it happens. But usually context is very important. You need to know who's writing. You need to know why they're writing. You need to know to whom they're writing so that you get the proper picture of what's being said. In this particular case, the Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Rome. The church at Rome is predominantly, this is fairly early on in Christendom. You understand? The church in Rome is predominantly Jews. Some proselyte Greeks. You know what that means? Okay, that means Greeks who went through the process of being a Jew.
Yeah.
Okay? Predominantly Jews. I feel confident, although I have no actual like written evidence that I know about anyway, that there were probably some Gentiles already in there. But for the most part, this congregation, this church that Paul is writing to, had a Jewish background.